You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 157. We are continuing in the book of 2 Samuel. David is king, and he's conquered many of his enemies. But now it's time to turn the tide and be kind. Be kind to those who were kind to him when he wasn't yet the king. This is especially true for Jonathan. Remember, Jonathan was the son of Saul, and he helped David on many occasions. And Jonathan, as you know, is dead, but he does have family, and King David wants to return the kindness. He also tries the same thing with the Ammonites, but it doesn't go as well as he planned. And instead, his kindness backfires on him, and the Ammonites form a huge army. And not only that, they hire more soldiers, the Arameans, to fight King David in Israel. So it's on. And although King David wanted to show his kindness, he is not afraid to share his battle cry. And we are also continuing in the book of Acts. Peter and John are heading to the temple, and they see a man who's been crippled And now you see the Holy Spirit using its incredible power through Peter. And from that moment, he continues to preach to all the people. Peter has become quite a preacher. Truly, he is a man that has been changed.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
2 Samuel chapter 9. David is kind to Saul's family. David asked, "Is there anyone still left in Saul's family? I want to show kindness to that person. I want to do it for Jonathan." There was a servant named Ziba from Saul's family. David's servants called Ziba to David. King David said to him, "Are you Ziba?" Ziba said,
"Yes, I am your servant, Ziba."
The king said, "Is there anyone left in Saul's family? I want to show God's kindness to that person." Ziba said to King David,
"Jonathan has a son still living. He is lame in both feet."
The king said to Ziba, "Where is this son?" Ziba said to the king,
"He is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lo-Debar."
Then King David sent some of his officers to Lo-Debar to find Jonathan's son from the house of Machir, son of Amiel. Jonathan's sons, Mephibosheth, came to David and bowed with his face low to the floor. David said, "Mephibosheth." Mephibosheth said,
"Yes, sir, I am your servant, Mephibosheth."
David said to Mephibosheth, "Don't be afraid. I will be kind to you because of your father, Jonathan. I will give back to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will always be able to eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed to David again and said,
"I am no better than a dead dog, but you are being very kind to me."
Then King David called Saul's servant Ziba and said, "Mephibosheth is your master's grandson. So I have given him everything that Saul and his family owned. You and your sons and servants will farm the land for Mephibosheth. You will harvest the crops. Then your master's grandson will have plenty of food to eat. But Mephibosheth will always be allowed to eat at my table." Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. He said to King David,
"I am your servant. I will do everything that my lord the king commands."
So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. All the people in Ziba's family became Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem. He was lame in both feet, and every day he ate at the king's table. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Later, King Nahash of the Ammonites died. His son Hanun became the new king. David said, "Nahash was kind to me, so I will show kindness to his son Hanun." So David sent some messengers to the land of the Ammonites to tell Hanun that he was sorry about his father's death. But when David's messengers arrived in the land of the Ammonite leaders warned Hanun, their master. They said,
"Do you think that David is really wanting to honor your father by sending these men to comfort you? No, David sent these men to spy on your city. He plans to attack and take it from you."
So Hanun took David's messengers and shaved their beards off one side of their faces. Then he cut off their clothes at the hips and sent them away. The men were too ashamed to go home. When David heard what had happened, he sent them this message: "Stay there in Jericho until your beards grow back. Then you can come home." The Ammonites saw that they had become David's enemies, so they hired Arameans from Beth Rehob and Zobah. There were 20,000 Aramean foot soldiers. The Ammonites also hired the king of Maacah with 1,000 men and 12,000 men from Tob. When David heard about this, he sent Joab and his whole army of warriors. The Ammonites came out and got ready for battle in front of the city gate. The Arameans from Zobah and Rehob and the men from Tob and Maacah formed a separate group and prepared to fight in the fields nearby. Joab saw that there were enemies in front of him and behind him. So he chose some of the best Israelite soldiers and lined them up for battle against the Arameans. He put the rest of the army under the command of his brother Abishai, who prepared them to fight against the Ammonites. Joab said to Abishai,
"If the Arameans are too strong for me, you come and help me. If the Ammonites are too strong for you, I will come and help you. Be strong, and let's fight bravely for our people and for the cities of our God. The Lord will do what he decides is right."
When Joab and his men marched forward to attack, the Arameans ran away from them. And when the Ammonites saw that the Arameans were running away, they ran away from Abishai and went back into their city. So Joab stopped fighting the Ammonites and returned to Jerusalem. When the Arameans saw that the Israelites had defeated them, they brought all their troops together into one big army. Then King Hadadezer sent for more Aramean troops from the other side of the Euphrates River. Then Shobach, the commander of Hadadezer's army, led all these troops to Helam. When David heard about this, he gathered all the Israelite troops. They crossed over the Jordan River and went to Helam. There the Arameans prepared for battle and attacked. But David defeated them, and they ran from the Israelites. David and his army killed 700 chariot drivers and 40,000 horsemen. They also wounded Shobach, the commander of the Aramean army, and he died there. When the kings who were under Hadadezer's rule saw that the Israelites had defeated them, they made peace with the Israelites and became their servants. So the Arameans were afraid to help the Ammonites anymore. Acts chapter 3. One day, Peter and John went to the temple area. It was 3:00 in the afternoon, which was a time for prayer in the temple. As they were entering the temple area, a man was there who had been lame all his life. He was being carried by some friends who brought him to the temple every day. They put him by one of the gates outside the temple. It was called Beautiful Gate. There he begged for money from the people going to the temple. That day he saw Peter and John going into the temple area. He asked them for money. Peter and John looked at the lame man and said, "Look at us." He looked at them. He thought they would give him some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I do have something else I can give you. By the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, stand up and walk." Then Peter took the man's right hand and lifted him up. Immediately, his feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. He went into the temple area with them. He was walking and jumping and praising God. All the people recognized him. They knew he was the paralyzed man who always sat by the beautiful gate to beg for money. Now they saw this same man walking and praising God. They were amazed. They did not understand how this could happen. The man was holding on to Peter and John. All the people were amazed and ran to them at Solomon's porch. When Peter saw this, he said to the people, "My Jewish brothers, why are you surprised at this? You are looking at us as if it was our power that made this man walk. Do you think this was done because we are so devoted to God? No, God did it. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God worshipped by all our ancestors. By doing this, he brought glory to his servant Jesus, the one you handed over to be killed." Pilate had decided to let him go, but you told Pilate that Jesus was not the one you wanted. Jesus was the Holy One, the one who came to make things right, but you did not accept him. You told Pilate to free a murderer for you instead of Jesus. And so you killed the one who gives life. But God raised him from death. We are witnesses of this. We saw it with our own eyes. This lame man you see here was healed because we trusted in Jesus' name. It was Jesus' power that made him well. You all know this man. He was made completely well because of the faith Jesus has given us. You all saw it happen. My brothers, I know that you did not understand what you were doing to Jesus, and your leaders did not understand any more than you did. But God said these things would happen. Through the prophets, he said that his Messiah would suffer and die. I have told you how God made this happen. So you must change your hearts and lives. Come back to God, and he will forgive your sins. Then the Lord will give you the good times he promised, times of relief. And he will send you the Messiah he chose to save you, that is, Jesus. But Jesus must stay in heaven until the time when all things will be made right again. God spoke about this time long ago through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will give you a prophet, the
prophets will come from your own people. He will be like me. You must obey everything he tells you. And anyone who refuses to obey that prophet will die, separated from God's people. Samuel, and all the other prophets who spoke God's message after Samuel said that this time would come. And what those prophets talked about is for you, their descendants. You have received the agreement that God made with your fathers. God said to your father Abraham, every nation on earth will be blessed through your descendants. God has sent his special servant Jesus. He sent him to you first. He sent him to bless you by causing each of you to turn away from your evil ways.
Psalm chapter 70, verses 1 through 5. For the music director, a song of David, to help people remember.
Please, God, rescue me. Lord, hurry and help me. People are trying to kill me. Please disappoint them. Humiliate them. They want to hurt me. Make them run away in shame. May those who make fun of me be too embarrassed to speak. But may those who come to you be happy and rejoice. May those who love being saved by you always be able to say, God is great. I am only a poor, helpless man. God, please hurry to me. You are my helper, the one who can save me. Lord, don't be too late.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 157. Join us for day 158. David's had some great victories in battle, and now he's resting at home. And of course, with him sitting around twiddling his thumbs, he gets into trouble, especially when he sees a beautiful woman bathing in the distance. In fact, he gets into so much trouble that God speaks to Nathan, and Nathan has a terrible message from the Lord. And in the book of Acts, Peter and John must stand before the Jewish council and defend their actions and their faith, because the issue of Jesus Christ from Nazareth has not gone away. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.